It was one of those sporting weekends. Everywhere I turned, I got disappointed. City were beaten by Spurs. Mayo lost to Dublin. Europe lost the Ryder Cup. But at least Bourne won the minor championship. Fair play to the Bourne Miners. And Cully Hanna beat Cross Midland. That'd give me a laugh or a smile. Mark McIntosh was keeping a close eye on the Ryder Cup. He's from The Sun. Mark, good morning.
Morning, Frank.
Mark, there seemed a time when they might have been able to do it, but my goodness me, well beaten in the end.
Yeah, I think we all hoped it was going to happen because it's happened in the past, and you always have that little bit of hope, and you hope when Rory went out first that he could maybe get that first point on the board, make it a bit of blue, and it just never happened. It was never likely to happen. You know, Europe had six rookies in their side as well, and a lot of pressure was going to be on them. It was one of those days that nothing went for them, and basically every single putt the Americans had seemed to go in. It was just an exhibition.
It's a pity because we had such a vested interest in it, with Darren being our man and the captain.
Absolutely. You know, I don't think he could have done much more. I think anyone, if they were being honest before the Ryder Cup, realised that, you know, the Americans had the better players going into the tournament. They had the more informed players, so it's always going to be difficult. I think Darren can be extremely proud of what he has achieved, though, and even just being, you know, the captain is just something sensational.
I'm going to be talking about this in the next hour of the programme, the heckling, the lack of etiquette, particularly from the American fans. Now, I'm not suggesting that only Americans know how to heckle, but surely there is an etiquette in golf, and fans should not be doing what they did, particularly to Rory McIlroy.
Like, absolutely. You know, that's not the sort of sport that golf is. But if we're being honest, the Ryder Cup isn't just sport. You know, there is something about it that's a little bit of theatre. And I think, you know, the fans have bought into that. I think the players have bought into that. And, you know, the people who were heckling Rory McIlroy, you know, they won't be near another golf course for another 4 years when the Ryder Cup's back in the States. So I don't think we can just say that that's golf now. I think it is just the Ryder Cup. And I think we have to expect a little bit of that. But certainly when it got very personal to Rory, that's just wrong.
Yeah, there are a couple of great examples of Rory out on the course dealing with the hecklers. There's also the David Johnson experience, I think, on the Thursday, which I'm going to look back on as well. So we haven't got it. It's not coming back. We're going to have to accept that they've got it. Maybe we'll get it in Paris in a couple of years' time. Mark, good speaking to you, fella. Thank you.